Well, I was going to pour you one.
I'm an alcoholic. You should.
I don't have any control over how much you drink. But you don't have any control over whether I tell you the truth or not. Have you changed lately? Yeah, you've changed.
Yeah, well, your truth is really interesting, too.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm the first person that's noticed.
Please, so I can go downstairs.
Okay. Yes, your escape route. I see.
Not escaping. I'll be back in 15 minutes.
Oh, of course. 15 minutes, just like last time.
15.
Just like last time. I had to pull you out of the bathroom. Well, when you passed out naked in the bathroom in there.
Did you pull me out?
I tried to.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, did you get inside?
I didn't get inside.
Well, how did you try to pull me
out? By pounding on the door and waking up every 15 minutes and then falling asleep next to the door so I could hear you snore. In case that you vomited, I could call EMS if you ever stopped snoring.
Because you were afraid I was going to die.
I thought you would choke on your own vomit, which is very likely with you.
Really?
Yes. Very likely.
But I vomit a lot?
Yes.
Do I?
Yes, you do vomit a lot. In your sleep, even more.
Really?
Oh, it's news to you? Then this is affecting you a lot more than I thought it was.
That'll be so good. I hope so.
What, you don't vomit a lot? Are you going to tell me that? Look me in the eye, tell me you don't vomit a lot. Go on, tell me, you don't vomit a lot?
I'm with you.
Okay. You're always with me. At least one of you try.